For immigrants at risk of deportation, where you live can be a game changer. A young firefighter in Tenasket, Washington, found this out the hard way. He lives hundreds of miles from the sanctuary policies in cities like Seattle, policies that likely would have changed the odds in his case. Liz Jones with KUOW's Race and Equity team reports.
On a map of Washington, Tenasket is a tiny dot far north and center. From there, it's nearly 300 miles to Tacoma. That's the journey 20-year-old Noe Vasquez took in January in the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. It all started with a traffic ticket, then led to nearly a month at the Northwest Detention Center.
My name is Ruby Amesquita, and I've known Noe probably for about a little bit over 2 years. He is dating my daughter, and he's just a really sweet young boy. I mean, he's amazing. He's gonna make me cry.
Her daughter Brenda gives her a hug. We're meeting outside the Tacoma facility on the day Vasquez was set to be released on bond.
You remember your first date that you guys, they went to a rodeo and they took their little sister. They took my daughter with them.
We were just friends that time.
Yeah.
That was where it started.
Noe Vasquez previously worked for Washington State fighting wildfires in the Okanagan Valley. It's a job he loves, and managers want him back. He's undocumented, he has no criminal record, and his story likely never would have happened if he lived in Seattle. Families cheer as a few detainees walk out, Vasquez among them.
Your mom's been calling.
Thanks for coming.
As we talk briefly, he still seems in disbelief that he's now facing deportation.
It's, pretty emotional.
And I'm sure you probably never thought this could happen to you, right?
No. And all my loved ones, they probably had it the hardest.
They're worried about you.
Yeah. Never thought it would escalate to this much, but I guess lesson learned,
The lesson learned for Vasquez starts with DACA, a federal program for immigrants who came here as children. It gave Vasquez permission to live and work here. But you have to renew it every 2 years. Last time around, Vasquez forgot a signature. He lost his DACA and his job as a firefighter. That set the stage for what came next, when Vasquez was pulled over for a traffic stop.
It's Frank Rogers, and I'm sheriff of Okanagan County.
Sheriff Rogers reviewed this case with me, and along the way was pretty candid about his own views on immigration.
My honest opinion on this whole damn thing, it's turned into nothing but a damn political stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's my opinion. And maybe we're in a different world over here. I mean, I'm not into all this sanctuary stuff. I mean, I don't know what goes on in these big cities. There's a lot of Hispanics that live here. We know a lot are illegal. We know that. Nobody cares.
He says, bottom line, officers don't ask about immigration status. So let's look at three key questions in Vasquez's case and why where you live matters. Question one, why was he arrested? Turns out Vasquez was driving with a suspended license due to an unpaid traffic ticket. In Okanagan, this can lead to a citation or an arrest. It's up to the officer. Compare that to Seattle, where prosecutors no longer charge for this minor offense and encourage officers to only give tickets. Sheriff Rogers sympathizes.
I know it sucks. You hate to see some of these poor folks that get deported. I mean, I know it disrupts lives, but it's just when you cross that line and get in trouble, then I don't have a choice. You're going to jail, and then what happens, happens.
Which brings us to question two. How do local police cooperate with federal immigration authorities?
We cooperate with all of them.
Rogers' county shares a border with Canada, so Border Patrol handles a lot of immigration enforcement here. Less than 3 hours after Vasquez was booked into jail, Border Patrol put a hold on him. When a fellow firefighter came to pay his bail of $500, it was already too late. How closely local police work with ICE varies by county, and easy access can be a factor. Sheriff Rogers.
As for the jail, Border Patrol goes down there. They're probably down there 2-3 times a week. They're welcome to come down there as much as they want. We don't care.
It's different in King County. The jail will only hold someone for ICE with a criminal warrant signed by a judge. And finally, question three, what information do jails collect? At the Okanagan Jail, they asked Vasquez where he was born. He said Mexico. The sheriff explained that any non-U.S. response triggers the jail to call Border Patrol.
Yeah, so the place of birth is like a neon flashing light that would be this like beacon flashing above my name.
This is immigration attorney Annie Benson. She recently worked with King County officials to pass an ordinance that stops the jail from asking this question. She says the aim is to protect immigrants like Vasquez, who may never be charged with a crime, and to keep this information out of ICE's hands.
This is not how we want our resources, federal, state, or local, to be used to break up families, to deport people who are contributing members of our community.
Benson calls King County's ordinance the strongest in the country in how it draws clear boundaries with immigration enforcement. Now she's helping to create custom versions of this policy for smaller cities and counties, places like Okanagan.
Yay, I'm so happy you're out!
Thank you, everybody.
Once outside detention, Vasquez blamed only himself for this ordeal.
And throughout the whole situation, it was just frustrating because I couldn't do anything from the inside. Everybody else had to help me from the outside. That's the most frustrating part of everything.
It's not a role he's used to as an older brother and a firefighter. Recently, Vasquez tried again to renew his DACA status, this time with an attorney double-checking the forms. He got it. He's eligible to work again. Soon, he'll ask an immigration judge to drop his case so he can get ready for another battle, wildfire season. In Tacoma, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.